Today's top stories. I'm Tonata Kadhila. Labour expert Herbert Yao has criticised members of parliament for becoming disconnected from the everyday struggles of the people they represent. He points to rising inequality, stagnant wages and a growing divide between lawmakers and their communities. Here he is.
In the face of such socioeconomic hardships like Namibians experience right now, a call by members of parliament for increments to their own incomes seems to be really out of touch, and that seems to be an indication that members of parliament have lost touch with their constituency, that they do no longer identify and see the hardships which their own constituencies may be facing.
The Congress of South African Trade Unions has welcomed the Labour Migration Policy and Employee Services Amendment Bill as a needed response to the rise in undocumented migrant workers in South Africa. COSATU spokesperson Matthew Parks says these laws will help tighten regulation of foreign nationals working in important sectors of the economy.
These limits are critical for an economy battling dangerously high and rising unemployment levels of 43.1% overall. 72% for youth. We have seen countless unscrupulous employers in certain sectors, in particular agriculture, restaurants, construction, amongst others, preferring to employ undocumented migrant labor as a vulnerability opens them to wildly abusive exploitation.
Then the death toll from devastating flooding in a market town in Nigeria's north has risen to at least 200. Dokwa resident Musa Madza told Reuters he lost about 20 people in the devastation.
What we have suffered here is only God who knows the value of even materials. We have not even talked about human lives.
Like how many lives lost?
Nobody can tell you, but I think it's in hundreds. I lost about 20 people.
And finally, newly crowned 72nd Miss World Opal Suchata Chuangsri from Thailand says during her reign she will continue with her Beauty with Purpose project. For her, the project is a breast cancer awareness initiative. She's the first Thai woman to win the title. Opal says she is determined to make women's health a global conversation.
I am glad that being here at Miss World, a lot of people know more about my Beauty with a Purpose project and have more awareness in the cause that I'm signing up for. So I believe that with the Miss World title in the future, I could definitely make more impact and also helping other projects that are in need as well.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.